We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Welcome to the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one, and by Allstate, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Now, here's Chris Plank.
I welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast with the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. I'm Chris Plank. This is Behind the Mic, and I'm ready for Saturday, T-Row. I'm ready to see this team go out and try to help us, hopefully, erase all of the images from last Saturday. I mean, that it's not been a happy week within the nation, has it?
No, 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
It's been rough around here, and that's for sure. When Saturday rolls around, it's always a special day. It's always an important day. It's a game like no other in college football, and there is the added twist this year, I guess, for Oklahoma, that it feels like it's kind of a do or die day for them. If they're going to, you know, make a run at a Big 12 title this year and have an opportunity to achieve any of their goals, but I can't fall to 0-3 in Big 12 play, I don't think. So can they, I mean, what a monumental task they've got this week to try to flip the script on how they played and probably do it fairly shorthanded. You know, I don't know, and I don't think any of us know exactly who's going to play and who's not going to play. So to pull that off against the team that almost beat Alabama is a very, very tall test. But this game is amazing. This OU Texas game delivers crazy storylines seemingly every year.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait to see what this year's like.
When was the last time we went into OU Texas and we didn't know the starting quarterback potentially for both teams?
Oh boy.
I don't It's been a
Jeff
minute,
Kelly,
right?
Kelly or Mike Brooks might have to help us with that. Yeah, it's one side or the other. You know, you had the 09 game when there were rumors that Sam Bradford was coming back.
That's right.
And indeed he did come back and start that game, but I don't think we knew going into that week. I think there was some significant mystery, but you certainly knew Colt McCoy was starting for Texas. So maybe somebody can think of that. I can't off the top of my head, but Yeah, it could be yours. It could be Card for Texas. It could be Gabriel. It could be Bevel. I don't know. Are they tinkering around with one of the other guys in practice? So there is tremendous – and it's not just the quarterbacks, Chris. It's, you know, what running backs are healthy for Oklahoma? What about the offensive linemen that were hurt last week? What about the secondary guys that were hurt last week? On and on and on. With the, I hope everyone listens to our pregame show every week, but – make sure you do this week. Chris is going to be down. Chris and Gabe will be down on the sidelines, and our man Andrew Shepherd will be up in the booth with the binoculars on, trying to figure out who's out there, who's not, who's in street clothes, who didn't make the trip. We'll have it all covered for you better than anybody.
I did. I honestly think it's airing while we're taping this, the Coach's Corner, and you know, Bill Beedenbow. We asked him about Wanya Morris, and you know, as he said, we taped it on Monday. The Coach's Corner. And on Monday, I kind of put together a list and started thinking in my mind, you know, Wanya Morris probably out, right? In my mind, because of, you know, seeing how much pain he was in watching him on the sidelines. There was a moment where he took off his shoulder sling and tried to put his jersey on, and he was just writhing in pain, right? So in my mind, I was like, okay, this dude is out. And Coach Beedenbow said, hey, I fully expect everyone to play on Saturday. So that was pretty reassuring on that front. But you know, it's as wild of a Saturday, you know, for all the wrong reasons, as I think I've ever seen. And you know, just hammering home the injury stuff, I felt bad. I felt like every time that I would hear Gabe crack his mic or I would crack my mic, there'd be a different update, right? I mean, I don't know if the injury tent ever went down on Saturday. So you know, the hope is that we can get some of those guys back, because all three of the offensive linemen were hurt at one point. Right? Two of your top receivers were dinged up. Your leading rusher was hurt. Your starting quarterback was hurt. Your starting safety was hurt. I mean, there was your starting corner that missed a few. I mean, this was just, you know, that's nine guys, and I'm never saying anything about it's okay for role players to be hurt. That's not what I'm saying. But, T-Row, it was nine instrumental dudes that were injured in that game on Saturday, and it's just it's hard to try to overcome that, even at, you know, Oklahoma. It's tough.
Yeah, it's and they weren't playing well.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that it's not like they were winning that game and then the injuries flipped it. They were losing that game, and then guys just kept falling right and left, and important guys, important starters, as you pointed out. And you know, you add to that some guys who didn't even make the trip, like Marcus Major and Marcus Stripling and R. Mason Thomas. So again, I think that's one of maybe the biggest storyline going into Saturday is who's playing. And certainly that gets no more attention than at the quarterback position. And it's a little hard to imagine Oklahoma winning this game without Dylan Gabriel with what we saw from Davis Bevel last week. But if I do think that if you give Davis, if he's the guy and you give him all week in the starter's chair and getting all the reps, and you are able to mold an offense around his strengths, that he will probably look like a different quarterback on Saturday. And I don't think it's entirely possible that they're considering some other options.
Sure.
Either General Booty or Nick Evers, or at least a secondary option if Davis is ineffective. So, I mean, buckle up, folks. I mean, this is a, it is always a wild day in the Cotton Bowl, and I think we're, you know, this should be no different.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie.
Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see how this team responds. I really am. You know, check with me at halftime, but for now, I'm really intrigued to see how they respond. Now, obviously, there's a lot of excitement because it is OU Texas still, Toby, and it's one of our favorite trips. You know, it's funny. I was talking to one of the bad guys, but in all seriousness, I was talking to Ricky Williams, and he was laying out how you just love traditions, right? And everyone has a tradition. Everyone, you go down Thursday and you do your radio show live from the Omni on Friday, and you've done that for years now, right? Years, right? I usually drive down either usually late. It was always late at night with our spotter, Greg Blackwood, after we wrapped up everything. You know, people have places that, you know, they stop along the way. It's one of the great moments, not just for half crimson, half burnt orange, not for just the tunnel, but T-Row, those moments leading up to the game, those moments that you have whenever, you know, you're experiencing OU Texas with your family and your friends. It's just, it's an event unlike any other.
No, I mean, I think that's why, regardless if Oklahoma's ranked number one or having a couple of rough weeks like they are this year, for thousands, tens of thousands of people, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but they're going. You know, I mean, that's just, you put it on the calendar because it is one of your favorite weekends of the year, maybe your favorite weekend of the year. And you're right. You and your dad or your brother or your family or your kids have their own traditions. Where do you stay? What do you eat? What do you do on the way down? Where do you park? When you get to the, how do you get to the stadium? You know, everybody's got their own secret way to get to the Cotton Bowl. Where do you eat? Where do you meet friends? We always meet a Big Tex, or we always meet over. Yeah. What about afterwards? So it's tradition. I mean, it's what you said. It's tradition, and it is, I call it the greatest game in American sports, because you could sit here and argue with me rivalries and different sports. And they're great. Yankees, Red Sox, and Alabama, Auburn, and Army, Navy, and all those kind of things. But there is nothing like this game on this day. There's just nothing like it. I understand Georgia and Florida get together at a neutral site, but it's nothing like this. This is right out of a movie. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those that if you drew it up, you'd say, oh, come on now. They would never play a football game in the middle of a state fair. That's just crazy. But they've been doing it forever. We love it. Texas loves it. The game seemingly always delivers great drama. That stadium's nothing special. I mean, if anything, it's old and the seats are too close and the bathrooms don't work right all the time and it's hot. Man, it's hot in there. But we love it, right? Because it's the memories you have of it as a kid or last year or whatever the case may be, that when those two teams get in that stadium are just unforgettable. And I know every year doesn't give us a magical moment, but it sure seems like it does, you know? And last year we got about seven of them. And the year before that went to four overtimes. And you had half a stadium there and they all kept running back and forth from one side to the other. And you got the Teddy play and you got the Keith Stanberry interception. And you got the McCoy flip when he gets hit by Stryker. And I mean, it's just, you talk to Ricky. I mean, the Ricky Williams, DeMond Parker showdown that day, I was sitting in the upper deck near the 50-yard line. Not good seats, but it was close to midfield. And I will never forget that game. It seemed like every time those two guys touched the ball, they went 60 yards. It was such a great showdown. And Brent was talking on the coaches show this week about the famous Mike Leach incident. where he left the play sheet intentionally out on the field with fake plays on it back in 1999. OU jumps out to a 17-0 lead. And, you know, I mean, that's the bus ride. You got me wound up now, Chris. Listen, I mean, it's the corn dogs, it's the funnel cakes, it's everything. It's all of it. It's that big, stupid cowboy that's waving at us. You know, howdy, folks. You know, I mean, it's just, it's the best. We are so lucky that we get to do what we do and just be at this game, much less get to cover it. And so I hope, man, I'm hoping for some Sooner magic on Saturday. They have not looked very good.
Yeah, me too.
And Texas has lost two games, but we all watched that Alabama game. They have had moments where they've looked really good this year. So there's a reason they're favored, but I'm hoping for some Sooner magic in that we can pull something out on Saturday that we won't forget.
You know, it's kind of funny. You mentioned the 2020 game, right? Whenever it was limited capacity. And that goes down as one of my favorite memories. I mean, and why is watching Zach Selman and Joe Castiglione standing there as the students were trying to run to the other side and having security set up that blockade so the Texas students couldn't get down and make it rowdy on the other side of the stadium whenever we were in overtime. And again, I mean, I'm laughing about it now, but you know, protocols be damned. As soon as we got to overtime, man, everyone just crammed down to the field, and it was just wild. And it was so hot. I remember, you know, I was the sideline guy. I didn't do anything, and just being exhausted after that game. So it's incredible memories. Now, before we run, let's do get a little scout on Texas. You mentioned a two-loss team comes in with a little momentum because they finally had a game that they separated themselves from their opponent in West Virginia this last week. But, you know, we mentioned quarterbacks. Quinn Ewers hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Hudson Cards looked okay. We know how good Bijan Robinson is. Unfortunately, we know how good Xavier Worthy is, and it seems as if they're a better defensive football team. I know they've got a couple of losses, but you hit it on the head. This is a heck of a challenge Texas is bringing in Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, they remind me of TCU, and I know nobody wants to hear that right now, but they've got a star running back, and TCU had really good running backs. I'm not saying they had a star, but Bijan's a star. They've got probably not as good of an overall receiving core as TCU has, but they got a couple of guys that just scare you to death in Xavier Worthy and Jordan Whittington. And I don't know which quarterback's going to play, but Card is playing really well right now if he gets the call, and Ewers was playing really well when he got hurt against Alabama. So I think they're a good offense. Defensively, I mean, they got some guys that you're like, he's still there? Like Deshaun Jameson is still at Texas. DeMarvion Overshown is still at Texas, you know? Moro Ojimo is still at Texas. They are senior across the defensive front, two seniors at linebacker, and two seniors and three juniors starting in the secondary.
Unreal.
So it is a veteran team that has played in the system now for a couple of years, and that's big. And they were not good last year. They got torn up. They've been better this year. I mean, they were great in the Alabama game, but weren't as good against Tech. Looked better last week against West Virginia. I think they're gettable. I don't think they are a juggernaut. But, again, I just don't know what Oklahoma is on offense. Like, I don't know who the quarterback's going to be and who's available at running back and all that stuff we've already talked about. So, they're a formidable foe, and they have very highly recruited veteran athletes on both sides of the ball. So, this is a tough test, no doubt.
Toby, safe travels. Always enjoy going behind the mic with you, and we'll talk to you again on Saturday.
All right, you too, buddy. Be safe getting down there, and let's meet up at the Cotton Bowl.
Game on. See you, Toby.
See you, bud.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind Casino, still the one, and by Allstate. Proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.